The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information. It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Hey, good afternoon. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. It's the show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems. I'd like to say we should add to it, and you can have tons of energy.
I was just going to say, Dr. Ernst, you're just coming in with all that energy when right now. I love it.
Yeah, when you engage in natural healing techniques, functional medicine, and becoming your own doctor, we have an incredible show today. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Chris.
Thank you for having me.
Wonderful co-host. And guys, I'm excited, okay, because we're now getting into the third in our installment series on how to get more energy. We're going to talk today about, hey, is it possible that we have batteries that we could recharge? Do we have like a method of boosting our internal energy productivity such that we could bring potential, bring life, bring fullness, just like an iPhone or a device that's about to die and it's getting slow and clogged up? Can we somehow plug ourselves in and recharge? And of course, we know the answer is not directly with a plug. But you can do this by engaging something called your mitochondria.
I was going to say it's the energy recharge, no plug needed.
That's right. Hey, I like that. That's great. So listen, mitochondria are probably something that you guys didn't wake up today thinking about. It's definitely a scientific-y type of a thing.
Yep.
It's a cell within a cell. It's an organ, technically. I like to call them your batteries, but they're different than a battery the way we think of a battery because they can produce energy and store it at the same time.
Exactly.
And so if you're tired all the time, if you're fatigued, if you're going like, you know, I'm having a hard time remembering things, you know, I'm gaining weight, I feel older than I am, that 2 to 4 p.m. kind of, but yet, you know, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, wide awake, can't sleep, can't stay asleep. I want you to think about your mitochondria because they are the powerhouses of our body.
Exactly.
And they play this huge role in how we convert food into energy, how we regulate our biological processes. They're connected to your immunity. They're connected to stem cell regeneration. They're connected to basically an entire process that makes us as vibrant and alive as we can be. And when your mitochondria are deficient, guess what the number one symptom is?
Fatigue.
And that's right.
And I just wanted to add to that, Dr. Ernst, our oxygen utilization rates, how our body utilizes oxygen, is largely dependent on having mitochondria that work to make and store appropriate amounts of energy.
Yeah.
We can breathe in all the oxygen from the air that we want. But then if we don't have the mitochondria to back that up and turn the oxygen into energy, use it as fuel to make more energy for our bodies to go about our day-to-day, it's not going to be good. And then we're going to see, this is where you're starting to talk about aging faster than you should, getting sick more often, having lots of other things break down within your body. And you're going, well, it's because of X, Y, and Z. It could be because you don't have the right amount of mitochondria. You don't have effective mitochondria in your body.
Yeah, and here's the crazy thing, guys. Okay, if you're listening going like, I wonder if my mitochondria are the reason why I'm tired or fatigued or can't lose weight. Okay, the research is out. 90% of people who have their mitochondria tested, and we do this, part of our new patient intake, our patient process is by running a special urine test that actually measures the efficiency of your mitochondria. I mean, think about this. Does an MD go, hey, let's look and see if your mitochondria are healthy. Let's look and see if there's toxins blocking the ability for you to produce your energy, if your batteries are at 100% or not. No. But in the functional space, of course, we know how powerful these are. So it's one of the things we screen. If your mitochondria are deficient, not only are you tired, not only are you fatigued, but you can't heal. You don't have proper immunity. You can't regenerate. So guys, these are things that like so many people put on the back burner thinking, oh my gosh, it's my mitochondria.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, 90% of people we work with end up having mitochondrial dysfunction. And listen, we have something incredible today. If you're going like, okay, if it's 90%, it must be me. Download our Energy Heal Thyself ebook. We have the mitochondrial diet in here. We have the nutrients you need to support it in here. We have the test even that you can figure out how to get that can tell you if your mitochondria is stressed out. The ebook is yours free. Text the word energy with your name and email to 704-906-2094. And hey, in a couple weeks, on the 13th of May, we're doing a masterclass. Guys, it's an online class. It's like a school. We're going to teach you. You can be a student in learning how to rebuild your energy, lose weight, get your health back, drop a medication or two, have a drastic change in your life by focusing on your mitochondria. So the event is free. The ebook is free. Text the word energy with your name and email again, 704-906-2094, and it's yours.
Yeah, and I just want to piggyback off that, Dr. Ernst. You know, you said that the masterclass is going to revolve around the mitochondria and energy, and that's very true, but it's also going to include things like, if you've been listening the past couple of weeks, why are you so fatigued all the time?
Yeah, that's right.
Could it be your adrenal glands as well? Everything that we talk about in these radio shows on the weekends gets brought together in this one masterclass, so you really have a complete picture of exactly what you need to do to better your health and to get the answers that you've been looking for all these years.
And think of this too, it's like a workbook, right? So you could download this Energy Heal Thyself ebook now, start implementing some of the techniques that are found in here, join us on the masterclass and be like, hey, you know, my energy's through the roof, I've lost 5 pounds, this, that, the other, whatever kind of changes have taken place. So take the opportunity. Like, I know what happens, right? So we're on the radio. You guys, you're doing chores or you're around the house, you're driving, and you're like, I wonder if I should actually take an action for this. And I'm telling you, this is the one that you want to pick up the phone for. This is the one you want to text for. What does everybody say they want more of?
Energy.
Focus, energy, memory, attention. All of that is connected to your mitochondria. So again, text the word energy, your name and your email to 704-906-2094. I mean, this is a massive book. It has the 20 fatigue-fighting superfoods. It has the mitochondrial diet. It has the stages of adrenal fatigue that we talked about last time.
Yep.
It has the primary, what we call fatigue toolbox vitamins and minerals listed. I'm going to show them to you, but guys, you got to download it. So 704-906-2094. Hey, what if there's somebody who, you know, like, doesn't like to text, or maybe they have a old school phone. Can they call that number as well?
Please do.
Yeah, there's
beautiful people
line.
On the end of that call line that can't wait to talk with you and get you the information that you're looking for.
They're going to ask the same thing though. What's your name? What's your email? And they'll send it over to you. So Dr. Chris, energy and mitochondria. Okay. Most people think energy comes from what?
But the food that you eat, the food that we take in.
And probably the sleep that we do throughout the night. So if I'm tired and I want to the next day get more energy, I guarantee you most people be like, oh man, you know what? I'm going to go to bed early tonight.
Right. Extra early.
I'm going to try to add some sleep to my sleep cycle so I can rebuild my energy. Or maybe they say something like, I'm going to have an energy drink or an energy bar or some sort of outside way of stimulating energy.
Yeah.
And what's the challenge with that?
Yeah, that's all short-term energy, typically in the form of some sort of sugar or some sort of sugar substitute that is going to be very temporary. And it's not actually adding energy, meaning we have to differentiate. Energy is a molecule called ATP.
Well, yeah.
It's, you know, adenosine triphosphate, but we'll call it ATP for short. So energy is not sugar. Energy is not the calories. I know you don't even like using that word, calories that you're intaking to your body. Your body can take those nutrients for your mitochondria and other systems in your body to make more ATP, which is the true energy of the body systems. But you can't substitute ATP with a quick fix, sugar fix is what
or
I'm getting
or a push
at.
With or like some, caffeine, some, or caffeine or taurine. Or,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Guanines, those types of molecules that are so popular today. So get off of those. If you're using those as a way to substitute or give yourself energy during that 2 to 4 p.m. crash every day, or if that's what you need to get going every morning, now, coffee's a big one, right? How many of you love having your cup of coffee in the morning? Well, you better be loving it because it tastes good and it's actually doing something good for your body, not because you're adding in all these creamers and you're adding in a bunch of sugar to give yourself fake energy to get your day going. That is not helping out your mitochondria. In fact, research shows that that is going to be detrimental. That's going to damage the mitochondria. So you will be less productive at making actual energy. So you get where I'm going with this? Yeah. Now, as you go through life over not just days or weeks, but over years, we're talking about the accumulation time point of years, you are damaging your mitochondria every single day by consuming things like caffeine and dairy products that you're putting in your coffee and the creamers and sugar and whatnot and other inflammatory foods. while decreasing the capacity to make real energy. So then you need more and more and more of the bad stuff because you're giving yourself less and less and less of the good stuff.
And I think it's because a lot of us think, like, well, but what it is we don't think about the idea that our body is supposed to generate energy all the time. So right. so to me, it's kind of like if I'm fatigued, if I'm waking up going like, oh, you know, I'm dragging, my first thought isn't I need to get something external to stimulate it. I'm going, wait, something must be off in my lifestyle. Something must be off in my, I'll call it toxicity profiles. Like something's creating the lack of this energy. And to me, I would go after saying like, can we figure that out? Now, I want to talk about some of the main causes of mitochondrial problems. The number one, and like why so many of us are so tired today, is because of the ubiquitous, they're everywhere, they're all over the place, toxins that affect mm-hmm. mitochondrial function.
Exactly.
And see, the challenge is because of the world we live in today, more and more technology, more and more chemicals, more and more products, you know, our houses are full. You know, they estimate that the average household can have sometimes like 50 to 70 different products in just your kitchen alone
yeah.
that are toxic to your body. And I just saw this article the other day where they're saying that people are becoming self-conscious about having their food wrapped in plastic. I don't know if you've seen this. And so these food manufacturers have come up with a spray that they can spray onto fruits and vegetables that acts like a molecular plastic. It's almost kind of like a chemical coating that will keep the food fresh. Okay, I think it's called appeal or something like that, like appeal.
Mm-hmm.
And the challenge is now you think, oh my gosh, like I'm buying this cucumber and these carrots and stuff. They're not wrapped in plastic, but they've been molecularly sprayed with this thing called appeal, which is a chemically produced layer that goes on top of food to prevent it from spoiling. So see, like we think we eat healthy, we think we're doing the right thing, but if we increase our toxicity exposures, toxins shut down mitochondrial function outright. So the more toxic you are, the more tired you are. And now here comes the problem. I go for my coffee, which is usually toxic to a degree, right? Yep. The average person, right? They're not drinking organic, pesticide-free, mold-free coffee.
Yeah.
They're drinking, you know, Folgers and Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks. And I know I'm using names and I probably shouldn't, but like the testing's been out that these things are extremely toxic as far as coffees. So if I'm exposing myself to mold and I'm using beauty products and cleaning products, and I'm living my life and I'm convenient, but I'm tired, more convenience is not going to make me more energetic.
Exactly.
And that's the challenge today with the energy drinks, the energy bars, and even this massive energy supplement routine that people are saying like, oh, you know, this is the supplement that's going to give you more energy. Guys, it doesn't come from the outside. It comes from within. And if we can reduce and eliminate our toxicity exposure, we boost our mitochondrial function.
Yep. I love that you said that. And I just want to comment really quick. So Dr. Inch just said energy doesn't come from the outside. It comes from within, which of course, 100% agree. So then there's always that one person that's going to say, yeah, it must be genetic. Well, the research is out that even less than 1 in 200 people will have a defined genetic mutation.
Correct.
That will negatively influence mitochondrial function. So that means for every 200 people, 199 of you, it's toxin exposure.
Yeah.
At some level. And Dr. Ernst just talked about the surface. Those were surface level toxins. What about the mold that's growing in your house that you don't know about? What about the electromagnetic frequencies that are coming from your cell phones, from nearby cell towers, from
you nailed it,
routers
right there,
that you're totally unaware of because we have no idea that there are these waves that are constantly interacting with the vibrations of each and every one of our cells.
And our mitochondria is one of those. We're an electromagnetic being. We generate mm-hmm. our own heat. We have a nerve system that's sending a low amplitude, low frequency energy pulse.
Yeah.
Okay. So when we are bathed in Wi-Fi and bathed in 5G and bathed in, you know, electronics, they've actually done studies to show the EMF exposure turns your mitochondria down. Now, are there ways you can detox from EMF? Of course, right? Some of it's removing the exposure. Some of it's enhancing your natural body's detoxification process. But just know for a fact, the number one reason so many of us are so tired is because we're toxic and we're not addressing our toxicities. The average person has never had a test done to see if they have pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, heavy metals, biotoxins, mold, yeast, etc. And this is the first layer functional approach. Make sure you get assessed and test for your toxicity levels and address them by removing them and watch what happens to your energy. It just skyrockets.
Yep.
So again, if you want to know a little bit more about the kinds of testing for toxins, hey, what tests are the good ones? They're in our ebook. Text the word energy with your name and email to 704-906-2094. It's a functional medicine to approach chronic fatigue, adrenal fatigue, and mitochondrial metabolic disorders. There's what we're talking about today.
Yep.
We've got the mitochondrial diet in here. We have the top 20 foods that support the mitochondria in here. So all we need you to do is text now or call 704-906-2094. Don't forget, too, in about 2 weeks, right? It's the masterclass on energy.
That's right.
That's yours free also when you text in. Okay, so we talked about toxins. Now here's another big one. The fact of us, we're so tired because we have these low-grade chronic infections.
Yeah, and you said the key word there is chronic. Our bodies and our immune system specifically is designed to deal with infections on a day-in, day-out basis, where an infection comes in, we have an immune response, and then the infection goes away because our bodies overpower it. The problem comes in when you've got that infection that you said is chronic. It's there for a week, 2 weeks, a month, several months now.
Years even.
Even sometimes. Years, and it's hanging out. Medically, you might be told, it's a latent infection that's hanging out there.
Yeah.
Well, hey, latent means that it should not be interacting with you at all. But if we can test and we can measure that you're still having antibodies, your body is producing antibodies to a virus, to some other infection, that's a huge problem. That's a huge red flag that this virus is still impacting your body in a negative way. So we know it's going to damage your mitochondria. It's going to decrease your mitochondria's ability to A, create good, useful energy, and B, to, you know, energy creation is a whole process in and of itself.
Yeah.
There is waste products associated with making good energy.
Yeah.
So your mitochondria have to have processes in place to be able to clear that waste product. Well, chronic infections means you don't clear that waste product. You can see how that's going to go hand in hand with lowering your energy state, increasing your overall fatigue all the time.
And let's give away a little at-home free method of you finding out if you have a chronic infection. Most people have had some degree of a blood test done, right? So your annual physical, etc. If you know how to read this, you can dig it out and you can find out if you have a chronic infection right now. You're going to go to the section that shows white blood cells. Okay, so it'll show lymphocytes, neutrophils.
Yep.
Lymphocytes, leukocytes are the whole of everything.
Right.
Monocytes, eosinophils,
and basophils.
Okay? So here's the golden rule. You want to write this down, so you want to take notes on this. Ready? Neutrophils should be at 60% by volume. Lymphocytes should be at 30% by volume. Monocytes should be at about 7% by volume. And basophils, eosinophils, somewhere between 1% to 2%. So it sums up to 100%.
Right.
Now, if you start seeing numbers like neutrophils are 40% and lymphocytes are, say, 40 or 50%, like they're moving, they're shifting from the 60-30, that's an indication of a chronic infection. And the type of white blood cell that elevated will give you a hint. Is it a virus? Mm-hmm. Is it Epstein-Barr? Is it a parasite? Okay, so once again, grab your most recent test that you've had done with your MD. Go to the section where it shows you your lymphocytes and white blood cells. There will be a number, and it's going to be either 50, 40, 30, whatever. Neutrophils should be 60%. Lymphocytes should be 30%. Monocytes should be 7%. Basophils usually 0. Eosinophils maybe 1 or 2% at the most. If you're seeing numbers anything different than that, chronic infection.
Exactly.
And listen, you need to go deeper and figure out what kind it is.
Yep.
And what's the most common chronic infection that we tend to find in most people?
Yeah, well, in today's world, it tends to be the Epstein-Barr virus that has been latent for years with so many different people. And that can also then, and so that's something, and that's primary, but you can't discount certain bacteria and yeast infections too. I know we've gone down the virus rabbit hole, but we have to talk about bacteria and bacteria and yeast infections too. So there's multiple different strains of bacteria, and then candida yeast infections. If you're someone, especially like a female, that's got chronic urinary tract infections, that should be a huge red flag of you've got some sort of bacterial yeast overgrowth.
Yep.
There's something going on. Typically, there's a gut overgrowth. So now we're bringing in the digestive system isn't doing what it's designed to, and you're always tired all the time. It's not just because of your digestive system. Your mitochondria are directly affected because of this thing, this yeast that's been hanging out and overgrowing inside your body for all these years.
Yeah, what it does is it shuts down the efficiency. Okay, so like, again, think of it as like, if I have one mitochondria and it's working perfectly, it's going to produce, I'm going to make this up, 38 or so units of energy, which I believe is actually what it does. 38
36
ATP.
36 to 38, yep.
Okay, so if one mitochondria is doing 38, but you have a chronic infection of either fungal, bacterial, or yeast, now that same mitochondria is only doing 16. If you have other issues like toxicities, now it's only doing 8. So while it's still producing energy, the rate at which it produces is less, and this is why most people feel tired. So watch what happens. If I remove the chronic infections, identify if it's Epstein-Barr or a bacterial infection in the gut or some sort of candidal overgrowth with the right kinds of testing, and you get the right kinds of treatment, not medical. We're not throwing antibiotics and antifungals at it. We're using natural techniques to kill down and starve down the bacteria and the fungus, and you remove the viruses. Well, now that 8 turns to 16, you're more energetic. You get rid of the toxins, now the 16 turns to 32, you get more energetic. So the healing comes from within.
Right.
If you want more info again on the tests that can show you if your mitochondria are stressed out and not performing, text the word energy plus your name and email to grab our Energy Heal Thyself ebook. The tests are inside of here. The techniques are inside of here. Everything you need to boost your energy are in there. Plus, we're going to teach it to you today. So again, your name and email to 704-906-2094. The ebook is yours. The masterclass is yours. And when we come back from this next commercial break, we're going to go deeper into the main causes of mitochondrial dysfunction. We've already talked about toxicities. We've talked about chronic infections. Now we got to talk about the foods we eat and the way we work out and how it's usually draining us instead of rebuilding us. And then we're going to give you some simple tips to start boosting your energy today. So again, take a moment as we have a commercial break. Grab your cell phones, pick up your phone, call 704-906-2094, or text the word energy with your name and email right now. The ebook is yours, and the masterclass, which is on the 13th, is also yours for free.
Yeah, and Dr. Ernst, sometimes you may go back and look at your old blood labs, and you may notice that you don't have the white blood cell, those leukocyte numbers, the neutrophils, basophils, eosinophils, monocytes, and lymphocytes. And you may go, why didn't my medical doctor test for this? Well, that's the reason you need the ebook, so you can get that test taken care of.
Yeah. Hey, guys, we'll be right back. Don't go away. The best is yet to come.
See you guys soon.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. Happy Saturday. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, along with co-host Dr. Chris Demzar.
Yep. So glad to be here, Doc.
Yes. And guys, we have an energy-packed show for you today. We're talking about your energy. Hey, we're on our third in our series in regards to how to bounce back from fatigue and tiredness and sort of just that lull that most of us get. And today's topic is on boosting your batteries, recharging your body, paying attention to these organs in you, inside your cells, called a mitochondria. And here's the challenge today. Like, again, we were talking about this at the beginning of the show. Most people don't wake up thinking that, you know, like, oh gosh, you know, I should pay attention to my mitochondria today.
Right.
I've been feeling a little tired and fatigued. I don't like the way that my body's performing functions. You know, I'm gaining weight. I'm having difficulty with my joints, etc. Whatever your health issue is, blood pressure's high, cholesterol's high, that you would wake up and say, it must be my mitochondria. See, that's what we want you to recognize and pay attention to. And you had kind of a fun fact. Even medicine is kind of wanting you to pay slight attention to this.
Yes.
And what did you discover?
Well, back on October 1st of last year, so October 1st of 2022, there was a new medical code that was instituted into the medical billing system, right? So every time you go to your medical doctor's office, they do, let's say they do a list of exams. Well, there's a code associated for each of those exams that gets billed out, and that's how they keep track of everything.
And the diagnosis, and the right? So they can say, like, here's what you have.
Right. So now, medically, they have come up with a code to say you have mitochondrial metabolic disorder. So if you're, like you said, if you're gaining weight, if you're fatigued all the time, and medically they don't know what else to do, they don't know what else to call it. They may not be testing for it, but they're still going to diagnose you with this code E88.4, which is unspecified, so non-specific metabolic disorder of your mitochondria. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. To me, it makes it so that, like, so many people have this, that the powers to be that govern World Health Organization, whoever does this, said that, gosh, there's so many people that are coming in tired and fatigued, and we can't find a reason. There's no genetic issues. There's no illness. There's no infection. So what are we going to call this? Well, your mitochondria make energy, so we'll call it mitochondrial metabolic dysfunction, because somehow your mitochondria aren't working. Now, the challenge is having this diagnosis doesn't mean you get the right tests to follow up. Whereas if you download our ebook, we're showing you in here the tests that will identify are you mitochondrial dysfunctional. Many of them you can do at your home. So if you want the ebook, we're giving it away free all during our show today. Text the word energy with your name and your email. Not only will you get the testing in there, but you get descriptions of how to read it, and you're going to have the techniques that you can use at home right now to start boosting your energy. We just need your name and email texted with the word energy to 704-906-2094. And we're also hosting a live online event. So for anyone in the greater Charlotte area or wherever you're tuning in or watching us from, Saturday the 13th of May, I'm going to hop online. I'll come into your house and we're going to go line by line through how do you identify what's causing your energy fatigue. Is it a chronic infection? Is it something with the toxicity? Is it a neurological dysfunction? How do you discover what it is? Because what's the greatest thing you can do once you know what the problem's coming from?
Well, do the thing to solve it and stop that problem, whatever it is.
Yeah, and then you get the effect of your energy coming back, your weight going off, your, you know, productivity increasing. Many people have dropped medications, have had drastic improvements in their functionality, like, and reversing of diseases, etc., all because we're going after root cause, which will help you to make more energy.
And let's be honest, if you're sitting at home or you're in the car listening to this and you know, you're like, yeah, I'm fatigued, I've got low energy, I don't feel very motivated to do certain things. Well, you could almost self-diagnose yourself with this mitochondrial metabolism disorder. Right. You don't need a medical doctor to tell you that. But now what do you need to do about it? Get the ebook. Don't wait. Start taking action today so that you can reset your mitochondria, reset your energy systems, reset the root systems that control your body, because all healing happens from within. There's no supplement. There's no energy food. There's nothing that you can do to supplement your health from the inside. Yeah. It has to come from within. So we
talked about how the number one cause of this mitochondrial metabolic dysfunction is toxic exposure. All the things that we're putting on our bodies, putting in our bodies, or having exposed to our bodies, right? The Wi-Fi, the 5G, chemicals, pesticides, herbicides, heavy metals, etc. Mold is a big one. Biotoxins from living infections, right? So like chronic candida, chronic bacterial overgrowth of the gut, UTIs, Epstein-Barr virus, even things like, you know, cold sores and things like this. Herpes viruses will suck the life out of your immune system. And the mitochondria, one thing they do is they upregulate your immune response. So if you have a chronic infection, the mitochondria are constantly trying to feed your immune system so there's no excess left over for you to have energy.
Yep.
So let's talk now about some of the strongest ways you can boost your energy and repair your mitochondria. And what I want to talk about is it's almost like a mitochondrial makeover. We have to somehow go in and get these inefficient mitochondria stimulated, turned on, and rejuvenated so they start cranking energy out more efficiently. And there's one simple way to do this, which is revolutionary.
Yeah, it's so simple, guys. And it's fasting. Or simply, you don't have to be fasting where you don't eat at all, but restricting the amount of calories that you ingest every single day.
Correct. And here's what they found out. The more you restrict your intake, see, what's unique about this is most people think if they're tired, they need to eat more food. And they often run to something to try to fill them up and give them more energy. But again, you're only stimulating these really inefficient mitochondria and sort of encouraging them to stay around. So what the research is showing is that you have to actually, more or less, if you want to call it, kill off the old mitochondria so you can force the regeneration of new ones. And because they're brand new, what are they? They're efficient.
Super healthy.
It's kind of like, it's the analogy of like, if you've got a laptop that's like 10 years old and it's just slow and, you know, it doesn't even connect to the new networks. I think they're up to like, I don't know, like whatever, Z for the Wi-Fi now, right? So it used to be like just regular Wi-Fi, and then it was like 5G, and then it was like Wi-Fi N, whatever they're at right now. Sometimes the older models don't connect to the newer techniques and the newer speeds. So when you get a new laptop and you are like, whoa, like look how fast this thing is, it's the same thing with your mitochondria. Those old mitochondria need to be replaced, and you can't replace them by eating foods that stimulate the current mitochondria. You have to physically kill them off.
Yep.
And what fasting does is it forces the death of the current mitochondria and your stem cells to activate and make new ones. And they've actually shown that this will improve the efficiency inside the mitochondria. You make more energy. It has more antioxidants. It has a renewal of the regeneration of how all the mitochondria talk to each other. And the most important thing with this is it requires making a metabolic shift, okay? So 24 hours, you'll have a small change. 48 hours, you start getting that, like, it's the initial die-off, right? And this is why most people give up, because after 2 days, they're like, oh, I'm actually so tired.
Yep.
My head is pounding. I've got a headache. You know, my joints ache. But that's the die-off phase, right? You got to get rid of the current ones.
Your body killing the bad cells.
And then it's like on day three, the research shows that the 72nd hour, third day, the new ones start coming back. And now all of a sudden it's this massive push with focus, memory, attention, and regeneration. And this is this term that they have called autophagy, which is where when you fast and have a restriction of your foods long enough, you kill down the inefficient mitochondria. You can even kill bacteria. You can regenerate joints, and it makes the body more energetic by stimulating growth of new mitochondria.
Yeah, I want to make sure you guys get this. So this is one process, fasting or calorie restriction, that allows two extremely important things to happen in your body. A, the autophagy that Dr. Ernst was talking about, the killing off of the inefficient mitochondria that are just bogged down with all these toxins, right? Energy production isn't free. It's got to produce these waste products. Yep. Well, when the mitochondria can't get rid of the waste products anymore, they can't efficiently produce energy, which is what Dr. Ernst has been describing. So first of all, you get those cells to be eaten, and then you remove that from the body. You eliminate that from the body. One problem gone. On top of that, when you start to get the stem cells, not only are you going to produce more mitochondria, but stem cells can be produced into any type of cell within the body.
Yeah.
So you're not just fasting for more mitochondria, for newer mitochondria, for newer renewed energy. You're fasting because it's going to heal all other cells in your body as well. This isn't limited to just energy and mitochondria.
Yeah. And you might be thinking, like, what kind of fasting am I supposed to be doing? Well, there's multiple types.
Yeah.
And some of the easiest, if you really want to look down to it, is just no solid foods, liquids only. And what's the cleanest liquid we could do if we want to flush all the toxins and everything out of our body, right? It's not coffee. It's not caffeinated energy drinks. It's water. And I know it sounds weird, but if you think of it like this, if I take water and pour it onto an external fire that's burning wood and charcoal, whatever else, I'm going to put it out. But your mitochondria require water to burn their fuel sources, okay? It's oxygen, water, plus a fuel source makes energy. And, you know, let's go back to just basic biochemistry, right? Sugar can burn approximately how many kilocalories per gram?
4.
Okay, fat can do?
9.
Protein does?
4,
just like the carbohydrates. So if we look at it like this, carbs and proteins lower in their energy producing effect, whereas fats are super high in energy productivity. So what you do is you fast for 2 or 3 days to stimulate your mitochondria, and then we focus on the foods that feed the mitochondria. I'm trying to do F's. Foods that focus on the mitochondria. It starts with them. You got to eat fat, okay? And it's the healthy kinds of fats that stimulate energy productivity, which is why once we go through 2 or 3 days of fasting, our food choices, what we eat, are going to determine if we hyperproduce energy or if it takes the energy out of us.
Yeah. And so what you're really saying, Dr. Ernst, is once we've gone through that fast, if we eat things that are clean, that will allow our body to work as it should. But if we eat unclean foods, now we're increasing the inflammation, which increases the toxicity, which decreases the efficiency of the energy production. And you start that same negative process all over again until you have to do the quick fix, right? That's what we're talking about fasting. It works, but it's a quick fix to reset your metabolism, your mitochondria. You have to do that again and again and
again. It's kind of like, it's like if you've got a dead battery in your car, you have to jump it, right? So, but then what's required for a good hour afterwards, right? You've got to go use the car. You got to run it so that the generator alternator kicks in. So in the same situation, fasting's like the jump start, right? We got to get you back on track. Took 3 days. Now we need to follow the mitochondrial diets, guys. And it's not complicated. They're in our ebook, The Mitochondrial Diet, the 20 sort of what I'll call super boosting foods for energy. If you want the list, you can get it right now. Text your name, your email, and the word energy to 704-906-2094. Again, 704-906-2094. The Mitochondrial Diet, the foods that focus on energy, even some techniques about the fasting is all inside the ebook, and it's yours free. You just need to make the call or do the text, right?
Have the energy, take the action step, use some of that mitochondrial power, get yourself that ebook today.
Yes. And hey, listen, this is why when you go and you Google, like, what's the best diet for energy, you're going to start seeing people come back. Everything says keto, keto, keto. But now, again, remember, what is the keto diet? It's a diet high in
fat,
low in
carbs,
and moderate in protein. So what they're doing is they're pulling those two sort of moderate, low-level energy producers and focusing mostly on the high-fat-burning energy food items. This is why when we use avocados and coconuts and ghee and, you know, butter and things to this effect, and the fattier plants and nuts and seeds, you get that stimulation to the mitochondria. But watch, if you don't do the reboot, if you don't do the jumpstart, and you just go straight to eating these fats, most people struggle and they go, I can't get into ketosis. I'm not losing weight. It's because you have to start off first with the fasting restrictive diet to give yourself that boost to your mitochondria.
Yeah, you've got
to
actually change the quality of the cells in your body. If you're trying to make a change with what you're putting into your body, external things, which we already said, you heal from within, not from outside, but you're not willing to change the inside first, then you shouldn't expect any changes in your health. You shouldn't expect any changes with the outcome of what you're dealing with. The energy is going to stay low. The fatigue is going to stay high because you haven't changed the cells in your body first.
Yep. And the neat thing is it's not that hard to do. In fact, it just takes a couple days. And most people who've done this, they start losing weight. Their energy comes back. But then they start actually feeling better and functioning better and healing. And so that's the key. Okay, the next one is huge. Okay, so we talked about you have to go through a caloric or carbohydrate restrictive fast. Then we have to follow a diet that supports the mitochondria. Look, the whole show could be on that. That's why we have it in our ebook. The diet's in here. The nutrients are in here. The foods are in here. So make sure you text energy, your name, and email to 704-906-2094 to grab that. But let's talk about exercise because here's the challenge. Wouldn't you agree with me? Most people that are tired and fatigued probably know they should work out.
Yep.
They've heard people say, oh, I get so much energy when I work out. But they're going like, I just don't have enough energy to work out. Right. So how do we break this cycle? And what does exercise actually do to give us more energy?
Yeah, so it doesn't have to be difficult, guys. You can start by breaking the cycle with something like the fast that we just talked about.
Yep.
But if you want to just talk about boosting energy with exercise, here's the key. In the exercise world, the joke is it's all about the LSD. And no, I'm not talking about the drug, right? But long, slow distance movement, whether it's a walk, whether it's a slight jog, whether it's a combination walk, run, whether it's some, you know, endurance, meaning more increased time of movement, of weight training or whatnot, where you're doing really low weights but high repetitions, it all works to be able to boost the mitochondrial capacity. And it does it through one specific molecule. It's called PGC1-alpha. I'm not going to get too sciencey on all of you guys, but this PGC1-alpha, when that increases in your body as a result of long, slow distance movement, which can be a one-hour walk that you do, a five-mile walk that you do every day, the PGC1-alpha is going to force your body to create new mitochondria.
Yeah.
And that's the secret right there, right? It's not about going out and doing that. The fad is the HIIT workout. Do the 10-minute HIIT workouts, all you need to do every day so that you can get stronger and healthier and leaner and lose weight and whatnot. Well, if you really want to boost your energy, don't worry about the HIIT workout. You don't have to use that much energy at all. Go out for an hour-long walk. You need to increase that PGC1-alpha so you can boost the mitochondria, the new mitochondria in your body.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a forward looping system.
Yep.
As I use my muscles, the demand for energy goes up. And again, your body's innate. It's created like this. If the demand goes up, the productivity goes up. So the more I use a muscle, the more mitochondria I must generate. And then in that same token, the energy that we need to regenerate the muscle from the actual repair comes from the mitochondria.
Right.
So they're going to feed each other. But if we don't go through this practice of, like, I don't want to just say like working out, right? But the correct method of stimulating my mitochondria through this long, you know, slow distance type of workouts, you're never going to be able to regenerate them. And this is why people get sucked in this trap of like, oh, I'm just so tired. I know I should work out, but I don't feel like it. I don't have enough energy to do it. And then the mindset kicks in and then they get stuck into, I got to sleep more. I got to go eat something for my energy.
Right. But isn't it funny? That's a negative. That is another feeding forward cycle two is just a negative one. I don't have the energy. I won't work out. Mitochondria stay super inefficient. Energy stays low.
Correct.
You don't have the energy. You don't want to work out. It's the same feed forward loop. It's just a negative one versus the positive one of, I don't have the energy. I'm going to go work out. It's going to upregulate PGC1 alpha. I now have the energy. I'm going to go work out again. And then, so you guys, which loop do you want to be looping around? It's really what you got to ask yourself.
I'll take the one that gives me more energy.
Oh, right? Yeah. So all day.
I'll start by doing a 2 or 3 day fast. There's where I can rest. You know, I can let my body start to regenerate. I'll switch my diet into that more of a ketogenic mitochondrial diet.
Yeah, fat burning.
Then I'm going to start working out in this method. And then you're going to see it just, it's like a snowball. It starts to build and the momentum comes so great. People will eventually come up to you and be like, how do you have so much energy? Like, what should I do? And then here's the best part, right? You can start teaching people how to do that. So if you want to know more about the workouts, if you want to know about the mitochondrial food list, if you want to know about the supplements, we're going to talk about a few, but they're all inside of here. Take the opportunity right now. Text your name, your email, and the word energy to 704-906-2094. Our Energy Heal Thyself ebook is yours. The masterclass on boosting your energy, regenerating, bouncing back from fatigue, and even medical disorders is on the 13th of May, and your seat is reserved when you text over your information for that. It's completely free. Hey, so we've got like 3 minutes, so let's just do a little round robin powerhouse. These aren't nutrients that give you energy. These are nutrients that feed your mitochondria, and then you'll get energy.
Right.
So let's go through just a few of these, because these are the powerhouse stimulants for regenerative energy.
Right, and like you said, there's no supplement that's just going to fix your energy problem. So these things help to support how your energy or your body naturally produces energy, but they may not solve the whole problem.
That's right. So first is, this is a big one. I'm going to talk about this guy. I'm going to go straight to it. Carnitine, specifically L-carnitine. It's a specific type of amino acid, and here's why I love it. It helps to push fat into your mitochondria. It physically transports nutrients into the mitochondria, and your mitochondria know how to burn fat for energy way more than you think you do. Oh, I'm not burning fat because look at me. Well, if you want to start burning fat, you've got to burn fat for energy, and the best way to do that is to start using L-carnitine.
Yep.
It's also found in skeletal muscles in your heart, so they've shown that if you start supporting it, you get better muscle function, you get better cardiovascular function, and you get better energy.
Absolutely. All right, coenzyme Q10. It's been a real popular one in recent years. A lot of people are starting to take it. It's a powerful antioxidant, but it's so much more than an antioxidant. Specific to your mitochondria, you know how I said that making energy is not free. There's waste products associated with that. That's what the increase in oxidative stress inside your mitochondria is. When you make energy, there will be a waste product. Coenzyme Q10 helps to break that down, remove that waste product, so those mitochondria, as they age, can stay healthy and vibrant like they're new and young, and that'll help you to be new and young. And not only that, but it's going to help with, you know, you need a lot of electrons within your body, right? Electrons, protons, neutrons, going back to science here, but you need a lot of electrons to generate energy. Coenzyme Q10 will help that process as well.
Absolutely. And you know, let's go back to, again, just basic biochemistry. In order to produce energy in the mitochondria, you have to move an electron through this thing called the electron transport chain. CoQ10 is in like multiple steps of that. So if you're missing CoQ10, you can't complete the productivity, so the efficiency goes down.
Yep, exactly.
Another one that's big, guys, is B vitamins. And I'm going to sort of land on this one for a second, because so many people, again, what are we doing? We're running out, we're going to our physicians, we're getting B vitamin injections or B vitamin infusions, right? It's been popular these days, the IV clinics are popping up left and right. You see what they're doing? They're going out
outside in.
Short-lived outside in. Now, B vitamins are something that are water soluble, so we use them like crazy, but the challenge is most multivitamins are so deficient in the amount you need, so we really need to boost all of them. Okay, there's over 16 different B vitamins, everything from B1 to B16, and they're crucial for energy production, mental clarity, healthy nerve function, muscle tone, the growth of red blood cells. Like, you can't live without B vitamins, and yet so many of us are deficient in B vitamins. One last one, just because it's involved in over 300 enzymatic processes, including energy, is magnesium. And guys, I'm telling you, most people are magnesium deficient. It's energy productivity, muscle function, bone health, anxiety, and even helps with cardiovascular disease and also diabetes and even migraine headaches. So you can get your life and energy back if you start using just these three. And hey, there's a much longer list. We're running shy on time. So now download the ebook, 704-906-2094. Text the word energy with your name and email directly to that number. You'll get the ebook, you'll get the resources, and I hope to see you on the masterclass on the 13th. Dr. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dr.
We'll see you guys next week.